Hi, I'm Hillary Walsh, a serial entrepreneur, award-winning immigration lawyer, law professor, TEDx speaker, and raving Phoenix Suns fan. Over the past decade, I've helped thousands of immigrants live free in the United States. I'm talking work permits, social security numbers, green cards, their citizenship, VAWA, T visa, U visa, and lots of successful appeals. Here's the thing. Immigration law is super complicated, and legal advice, well, it can be pretty expensive. So I created the Immigration Law Made Easy podcast to share my 10 plus years of experience with you for free. So if you're looking for tried and true, no BS, step-by-step strategies and tips on how to win your immigration case and live truly free in the United States, you're in the right place, my friend. Let's get started. Welcome back to Immigration Law Made Easy, where we are breaking down some immigration law concepts into simple, easy to understand ideas for our undocumented listeners and just folks who want to know more about immigration law. So today we're going to dive into a topic that might be kind of surprising, and we're going to talk about Britney Spears. Yes, I'm talking about the pop princess herself, who if you grew up in the 90s and the 2000s like I did, she was and still is an icon. And I want to talk to you today about how her story really highlights how trafficking isn't just about smuggling people across the border or for sex work or what we kind of think typically about human trafficking. We can see that it's much broader than that, especially that it can happen to anyone, even a global superstar who is in the view of everyone. Because I would argue that if Britney Spears had been an immigrant, I would have argued that she was a victim of human trafficking and that she should get a T visa. And today I want to start with that argument. So let's get started with the basics. Many of you have heard that there are T visas, which are for victims of human trafficking. And the law defines trafficking as obtaining someone for labor or for services through force, fraud, or coercion, often for financial gain. And this might seem kind of far removed from Britney Spears' situation, but when you break it down, we use the same legal criteria in the T visa cases, you start to see that the connection is really startling. And I think that what I hope is that you're not looking at, like, the reason I didn't do this podcast episode a couple of years ago when Britney Spears was going through her conservatorship stuff was because, you know, I don't want to piggyback off of Britney Spears's very difficult life and the horrible things that she's been put through. But today we've had some space from it. Britney is free. You know, we see that Britney Spears still has a lot of mental health issues based on the things that she's been through. And I'm always a fan. I'm always going to be a fan of Britney's. But what I want to do today is just show you that if it can happen to Britney Spears when she was the most famous person in the world at the time that she was going through a lot of this. She was performing on stages in front of thousands of people all the time at the time that this stuff was going on. If it can happen to her, what I want to invite you to think about is this something that's either happening to me or my family members? Or if you have status and you don't have anybody in your family who's undocumented or nobody in your immediate community, like your church or whatever, that might be undocumented, I want you to think about, wow, if this is happening to Britney Spears, imagine what's happening to people who are undocumented, because that's where we start to get into, if this is Britney's life, what is it like for people who don't have the resources and protections that Britney had? Okay, so let's start by analyzing Britney's case, her pretend T visa case. Let's pretend she were undocumented or, let's pretend she were undocumented. And we're going to use the four elements of a T visa claim: process, means, purpose, and physical presence. And along the way, I'm going to explain why her story is so important for understanding trafficking and how it applies to many marginalized groups, including undocumented immigrants. So let's start with element one, process. How was Britney controlled? So trafficking always starts with actions like recruitment, harboring, transportation, or obtaining someone for the purpose of exploitation. In Britney's case, she was brought under a conservatorship in 2008. Her family and her legal representatives claimed this was for her own good after public struggles with mental health. But this legal arrangement essentially handed over all control of her life to her father and his team. They managed everything, her finances, where she lived, who she talked to, and even whether she could drive a car. This restriction on her movement and on her autonomy is a key part of trafficking. It's what we call in the industry, in the legal industry, we would call this harboring. So when we look at harboring, now we go to why, how, what was the means for how she was controlled and that control was maintained while harboring her. That's the second element of a T visa case. So this is always done, if you're going to do a T visa, by showing that the thing that happened, the harboring in this situation, was done for the purpose of fraud, or it was done with fraud, force, or coercion. Force, fraud, or coercion. These are the legal requirements for a T visa. So if I can show you were harbored, I also show that it was done in this specific way. It was done through force, fraud, or coercion. Because obviously, if someone is willingly being harbored, and they're not doing it because they're being forced, and they're not doing it because they were tricked or coerced, then a T visa would fail. Here, however, Brittany was kept under control through a mix of all of these tactics. For example, through fraud. The conservatorship was presented as necessary for her safety, but court documents and her testimony revealed that it was used to exploit her financially. So coercion, she described in her testimony as being threatened. She was being coerced with losing custody of her children if she didn't comply with work demands. Now, this is a really common thing that I see in immigration law cases. Obviously, Brittany is not undocumented. She's a US citizen. But this is a really common threat that inside any type of family unit, when the person who's being trafficked, or, you know, even if it's a VAWA case where they're being controlled and manipulated, and we're talking about extreme cruelty instead of trafficking, this is where we see so much coercion, where the mom is threatened, for example, of losing custody of her kids to her US citizen spouse, because he's like, I'm going to call ICE on you, and you're never going to see the kids again, because you're going to get deported to Mexico, and I'm never going to bring the kids to see you. And that's complete control. Similarly, we see bosses, let's say it's outside the family unit, and we see a lot of bosses who are threatening their employees where, if you don't do what I'm telling you to do, you're going to lose your job, and then you're not going to be able to get work anywhere. This is sufficient coercion for a T visa case, because the employer knows that this threat works. Even if ultimately the threat isn't true, like even if Brittany wasn't really going to lose custody of her children, she believed the threat. Even if you're just believing that the boss is going to fire you and you're not going to find another job, even if it ultimately isn't true, if you believe it because they have such control over you, that is enough to show coercion. And then we have force. So I've already talked to you about fraud. I've already talked to you about coercion. Let's talk about force. Brittany revealed in court that she was placed on lithium, which is it's a very powerful mood stabilizing drug. And this was done against her will. This drug impaired her ability to advocate for herself and make decisions. So this is a way that they forced her into doing what they wanted, which was, as we'll see in a moment, the ends that they wanted from her. Now, these means, the force, fraud, and coercion, mirror many trafficking victims' situations where they're being manipulated, they're being drugged, and they're being threatened into submission. All right, let's talk about the next element, the purpose. Why? So first is, you know, what happened? How did it happen is the second element. And then the third element of a T visa is why, the purpose of why was this happening. So here, why was Brittany being exploited? So traffickers usually aim to profit off their victims. And I want to say here that if we were using Britney Spears' situation and she were undocumented, obviously, I am not accusing her dad, Jamie Spears, of being a human trafficker. What I am saying is that all of these things mirror if Britney were undocumented, I would argue that she were trafficked by Jamie Spears. That's what I would do as her attorney. So no allegations against Jamie Spears, but definitely would be if Brittany were my client and she were undocumented. Okay, so traffickers usually aim to profit off their victims, whether it's through labor, sex, or other means. For Brittany, the purpose was for financial gain. The purpose of their trafficking was to make her essentially their slave. And it is tragic when you now listen to her songs. I was listening like a year or two ago when I first really started doing TV set cases and was like working out and I'm a Slave came on. And it was like cool and catchy at the time, but it has not aged well because Britney really was a slave to Jamie Spears and his people. So her conservatorship controlled her multi-million dollar career, forced her to perform in Las Vegas residencies, world tours, and more. And despite generating massive income, she didn't have control over any of her money. She was essentially working to fund her conservatorship team, all while having no freedom to make her own choices. And this aligns with the concept of involuntary servitude, which is working under the threat without fair compensation or freedom. So let's talk about element four. And this isn't really listed on any of a lot of TV some materials, but we have to show that if Brittany were undocumented, of course, that she was here on account of the trafficking. And for T visa eligibility, you have to show that you're in the US because you were trafficked. So her physical presence, I would argue, is because she was under conservatorship. I can never say this word right. Conservatorship, which is directly tied to her exploitation. She wasn't free to leave the system, her home, or even take a break from work without approval. And this reflects the experience of many trafficking survivors who remain trapped in the US due to fear, control, or threats. What I want to underscore here is that to show that you're here in the US on account of trafficking, that you're physically present in the US because you were trafficked, you don't have to show that you were brought into the US and then trafficked, or that you were brought into the US for the purpose of trafficking. No, you can be in the US and then be trafficked and then still remain here because of the trafficking. And oftentimes what we do for our clients is we help them get into some type of mental health services, so therapy or those types of offerings. And that is all tied to helping them heal from the trauma that's related to the trafficking that they experienced. For Brittany, she's no longer in a conservatorship. Can I say this correctly? Conservatorship. I'm making the word more complicated. She's no longer in that situation, but she was still in the US on account of trafficking if she were undocumented, because she has gone through all of this and would need to remain here to be able to get the mental health services here in the United States. And also removing her from the country would cause her extreme harm. It would just be really, really extreme harm. It would be really, really wrong to deport Brittany after she had been involved in all of this. And that is kind of how I would, if I were her lawyer and she were undocumented, that's how I would argue her case. And you'll see that there was no forced sex that was required here. Brittany was not in shackles, being forced in the dark to do work. Instead, this was all out right here in the spotlight, frankly. There was nothing done in the shadows. So here's kind of, as I wrap this up, what I want to talk to you about why does Britney Spears' story matter to you? It shows that trafficking doesn't always fit the Hollywood stereotype of people being kidnapped and chained in basements. And yes, those things do happen. And yes, that is also human trafficking. But it is sometimes so much broader. Sometimes it's legal systems or family dynamics that allow this trafficking to happen. For undocumented people, of which Britney Spears does not fall into that category, the risk of being taken advantage of in these types of situations is even higher. Employers and landlords might threaten to call ICE if you complain about unsafe work conditions. People might exploit your lack of legal status to control your wages, your movements, or even your relationships. Brittany's story, my friends, reminds us that trafficking is about power and control, not just physical chains. So, what can we learn from this? If you or someone you know, my friend, dear listener, is in a situation where they're being controlled, coerced, or forced to work, and I'm talking about, it doesn't have to be going out on stage and working. It doesn't have to be going into a restaurant and working. You can be forced to work in your own home. If you're being forced to do this under threats, you might qualify for a T visa. You don't need to prove that you were kidnapped or smuggled the law recognizes many forms of exploitation, from wage theft to psychological control. So here's what you need to do to qualify for a T visa. You need to have evidence of your trafficking, and that's ordinarily your statement alone. Almost every T visa case that I submit, the primary piece of evidence about your trafficking, and we have a 100% success rate on T visa applications, and we have filed like over 1,000 of them, is that the evidence of the trafficking is the person's statement. And we work with you at my law firm, we work with you to write a really, really good statement. We also need proof that you're in the US because of this trafficking. Ordinarily, this is because we've referred you to what's called a TVAP provider. And that's a very specific provider who helps people with different services because they've been a victim of human trafficking. We also have to show that you've cooperated with law enforcement, though there are exceptions for extreme cases like children who were trafficked. The cooperation for law enforcement is just that you have reported it and you're willing to get involved and help support an investigation if that becomes necessary. And even there are even exceptions to that requirement. And last but not least is we need evidence that you'd face extreme hardship if you are forced to leave the United States. That is evidence showing everything you've been through and that it just would be wrong of the United States to also add insult to injury by deporting you. So if this sounds familiar, reach out to a legal clinic or a trusted immigration attorney. Help is available and the time to act is now. So I want to leave you with this thought. Britney Spears is a millionaire pop star, iconic. The sound of her voice like can take you back in time if you're like me. But her story is a powerful reminder that trafficking can happen to anyone. It's about control, not money, fame, or prestige. And for those of you navigating life in the US without legal status, remember, you deserve freedom and you deserve dignity too. Do not let anyone tell you otherwise. My friends, thanks for listening to Immigration Law Made Easy. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend. And if you have questions about T visas or trafficking cases or any other immigration topics, please send them my way. I'd love to be able to cover them in future episodes. Stay safe, stay informed, and stay empowered, my friends. I'll see you next time. My friend, I'm so glad you joined me today. If you have a friend or family member who may need some immigration law guidance or even just day-to-day encouragement, please send them a text or email or a DM on social media and say, hey, I think this podcast is going to help you. I sure wish someone had given me the tips I'm sharing here years and years ago when I was starting out as an immigration lawyer. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Adios.